Education Commissioner Mary Ellen Elia, who just began her job in July, put the best face on data that shows student test scores in third through eighth grade math and English tests have made only incremental progress in year three of the state's implementation of the Common Core learning standards.
I'm pleased to say that our numbers are moving in the right direction.
The Education Commissioner says a 7% increase in students passing the math tests to a 38% passage rate is a modest gain. But Elia, under questioning by reporters, admits she's not thrilled that the percentage of students passing the English exams remains stuck at around 31%, and that overall around two-thirds of the students are still considered to be performing below or well below the standards.
Sure, I would have liked them to be greater growth. Am I disappointed that they're not? Yes, I would have liked greater growth. However, I'm realistic in saying when you make changes in standards, and you across the board are changing the kinds of strategies that are used in classrooms, the resources that are used in classrooms, and you're expecting teachers and students to rise to those standards. We basically had some slight improvement, but it certainly is not what I'd like it to be.
New York City students did better on the tests than their upstate counterparts at large urban districts. Black and Hispanic students generally did worse on the tests. Overall, students at richer schools did better than those at poorer ones. Elia says more focus on early childhood education could help improve the scores in the future. The growing opt-out movement had an impact on the exams. Education officials say 20% of children statewide boycotted the tests. Commissioner Elia says she's talking to federal education officials about whether there will be sanctions against school districts where a large number of students skip the tests. The federal government has the power to withhold funding for schools. She did not offer an opinion on whether there should be penalties for the districts. And she says she and other education leaders need to convince parents and teachers who have doubts about the validity of the tests.
We've got to do a better job of getting out and working with concerns that people have, responding to those wherever we can.
The test scores will be used to evaluate teachers under a new plan pressed by Governor Cuomo and adopted by the state legislature as part of the budget. Half of a teacher's performance review could be based on how well the students do on the exams. It could be more difficult to complete the teacher reviews at schools where many kids missed the tests. The teachers' union, New York State United Teachers, called the test results meaningless. Carl Korn is a spokesman.
Whether they're up or they're down, they still aren't worth the paper they're printed on. These test results are not reliable, valid, or accurate indicators of either student learning or teacher effectiveness.
Commissioner Elia says there's still valuable data from the 900,000 students who did take the exams.
It's really probably disingenuous to just say automatically that these tests aren't worth anything.
Elia says the state has contracted with a new testing design company, and she hopes to make a fresh start with teachers, letting them have more say in how the exams are written. The new commissioner says despite all the problems, she remains committed to higher standards, but she is conducting a comprehensive review of how New York handled the implementation of Common Core. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.